And his face shone as the sun, and his garments became white as snow. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Venerable clergy and religious, dear parishioners, I came across a quote from the great saint of the Holy Eucharist, Blessed Peter Julian Amard. And he said that when we spend time in adoration before the Blessed Sacrament, we are exercising all the virtues. I was really struck by that, and I thought, how can that be? If we're just kneeling there, adoring our Lord, praying to him, how are we exercising all virtues? Now, this is not the official teaching of the church, but it is the opinion of a saintly man, one who founded the Blessed Sacrament Fathers, and who, among other things, they made a daily holy hour before the Blessed Sacrament. That was part of the spirituality, you might say, of this religious order of men. But let me read the entire quote, and I'll explain to you how I think he was right in what he said. Eucharistic adoration is the greatest of actions. To adore is to share the life of Mary on earth when she adored the Word incarnate in her virginal womb, when she adored him in the crib, on Calvary, in the Divine Eucharist. To adore is to share the life of noble souls on earth whose love and happiness found expression in the long hours they passed at the foot of the tabernacle, to adore therein the hidden God and to glorify and love him as much as they could. To adore is to share the life of the saints in heaven who never cease to praise, bless, and adore the goodness, the love, the glory, the power, and the divinity of the Lamb, immolated for the love of men and the glory of God the Father. Eucharistic adoration is the holiest of actions. It is so because it is the perfect exercise of all the virtues. So I started to make a list of the virtues, and indeed I found that in one way or another, every virtue is practiced when we are adoring before the Blessed Sacrament. Faith. Obviously, you have to make an act of faith. You're exercising faith by kneeling before what to our senses appears as bread, and yet it is none less than the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ. That's an act of faith. We make an act of hope. Why are we there praying? We're praying for, we're hoping for what the spiritual help we need. Otherwise, we wouldn't be there. We are loving our Lord. Is that not charity? And we are loving our neighbor. Are we not praying for our neighbor and bringing down graces and blessings upon our neighbor that otherwise wouldn't come? That is charity. It is humility to kneel before the Blessed Sacrament and adore, because we have to subject our prideful human intellect, which says, unless I understand it or see it, I won't submit. Well, we do submit. That's humility. Obedience. Are we not obedient to God when we are praying before him? What about prudence? The queen of the cardinal virtues. It is very prudent. It's one of the best decisions you can make, to come and spend time in prayer. Fortitude. Sometimes the body gets weary, and fortitude exercises itself in just remaining there. Kneeling when it's difficult and painful. Temperance. We're certainly tempering our desires, our human desires, when we give them up, so that we can be before our Lord. We are practicing the virtue of justice by giving to our Lord what we owe to him. the virtue of purity. Is that not the pure, most spotless host? We are practicing the virtue of purity by adoring before our Lord. So what a powerful insight. And we could go on and on with more virtues, but what a powerful insight by Blessed Peter Julian Aimard to say that in one way or another, you're exercising all virtues by adoring. So you see, it's no mere just state of passive existence or just we're there and we don't seem to be doing much. You are doing more than you can imagine. And what this world needs more of is more time spent in adoration before the Blessed Sacrament. He has the answer to all of our personal problems, the problems in the church, the problems in our country, the problems in the entire world. It's all there. He has all the answers. It is therefore a most powerful, active, and beneficial, and effective thing to spend time before our Lord. Remember the rebuke of our Lord to Martha, who wanted her sister Mary to go and help her in the kitchen as she's preparing the meal for our Lord? And our Lord gently rebuked Martha and said, Mary has chosen the better part. And when you spent your time here during this 40 hours, you chose the better part. Now, obviously, we can't be Marys all the time. We do have to go back and be our Marthas in our daily life. There's so many duties we have to fulfill, but being Mary is, in a sense, the most important or the more important thing to do. So we do not want to neglect that. We want to take from these 40 hours that we are about to conclude a greater devotion to the Blessed Sacrament. May we make better thanksgivings after Holy Communion. And remember, when you receive Holy Communion, you're no longer adoring our Lord physically outside of you, you're adoring Him within you. And one of the best analogies or comparisons we could make is Mary adoring Jesus within her when she carried Him for those 9 months. And we are told about 15 minutes. Never neglect those 15 minutes. Make sure you fulfilled 15 minutes of prayer before you leave. And generally speaking, by the time Mass ends and the prayers end and the time is taken for Holy Communion, you have those 15 minutes, but make them well. That's one of the graces now we want to carry with us throughout the year. More fervent visits to the Blessed Sacrament. And yes, adoration. And of course, the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass. It's an infinite prayer in and of itself every single time. It is our privilege to be at present and to unite with our Lord in our imperfect way with His infinitely perfect adoration, thanksgiving, atonement, and supplication. As St. Peter said to our Lord on Mount Tabor, and I love how this occurs at our closing Mass every year, when we reflect on the graces of these 40 hours, then Peter addressed Jesus, saying, Lord, it is good for us to be here. And we have set up our tabernacle to forever, as long as we can, to honor our Lord in the most blessed sacrament. In the name of the Father, and of His Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.